Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, good neighbors. We've been having so much fun this morning on my first day. Happy New Year on this Monday, January 3rd. Back to school, back to work for many of you after this holiday weekend. I'm so excited. I got a new Twins jersey. Dave St. Peter and the Twins, special delivery. It's got Sakar on the back, number 22 for 2022. We're off and running here with this first show. And how about that open? Jimmy Erickson put together this great open. All those fantastic voices from the past. So many good memories. Hard to even think of. I can't even begin to say I could ever replace any of those wonderful people from the past. But thank you for joining me. It's so wonderful to be here and to the privilege of being in your home. That sounds kind of creepy. Every morning, every weekday morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're starting off 2022 thinking about what's ahead for the business world. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, joins me now. You can hear her show, Jill on the Money, Saturday nights on WCCO Radio. Good morning. Happy New Year, Jill. It's so wonderful to connect with you and looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this upcoming year business-wise.
First of all, welcome. I love this. Let me just start. You know, I love all of your hosts have been fantastic, and I have a wonderful relationship with them all. But I just want to say, so far, you have the best music.
That is all Jimmy Erickson. Did you like it? Do you like that?
We're still trying to decide. That, but okay. You know, I'm not going to give it to Jimmy. Can you just take the compliment?
Should I take it? Okay, I will.
Schlesinger is giving you a compliment. Take it. Do it. Come on now.
Thank you, Jill. I'll take it.
All right, good.
Give us your thoughts on what's ahead in 2022. You know, it's been a brutal 22 months with this global pandemic. What's ahead for us? Is there any sort of silver lining?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a couple of things to think about. Number one is that, you know, we get these surveys out all the time about how people are feeling, and people are kind of, I get it. It's a big deal. However, you know, having inflation, having price increases is a little bit of the payment that we have for coming out of the recession as quickly as we did. And so I just want everyone to know that, yes, inflation stinks, but being in a multi-year recession would have been far worse. So take a little inflation. We know that there's a medicine for that. The Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates. Things will slow down. That will be good. I think the aspect of our personal finances is fascinating to me is that we have a new survey out from Fidelity Investments. They do an annual financial resolution study. And check this out, gang. 84% of us say that we have learned to stop worrying about what we can't control when it comes to our financial lives. If only I could learn that with my relationships.
I love that personal note. Omicron was something we've been talking about here this morning with Dr. Michael Osterholm. He was talking about how it's going to have an impact with businesses, people getting sick, hospitals once again getting full, continuing to be full. What kind of an impact is it going to have in this first quarter of the year?
You know, I don't know yet. We'll have an employment report out that comes this Friday. It will be before we really had the variant and the brunt of the problems. I think that we might see a bit of a slowdown, nothing like we've seen in the past 2 years. Generally speaking, you know, we're coming off of a huge year in the stock market where the S&P 500 was up almost 27%. As you look forward and you think about what could happen this year, I think it could be pretty bumpy. I don't want people to freak out about that because there could be volatility. Do, like, when you talk about, like, control what you can control, build that emergency reserve fund up, please. 6 to 12 months of your living expenses. Reduce your high interest debt like credit cards. Fund your retirement plans to the best of your ability. If you do those three things, I swear to you, after all the years I've been doing this, I know you will have a greater sense of control over your own financial life.
That is good. Are those part of your New Year's resolutions? Is that what you're suggesting for all of us?
I think everyone could really benefit from just three little things, right? And I call these the big three. So these three steps: emergency reserve, reduce high interest debt, fund retirement to the best of your ability. Anyway, please know I'm here for you if you need me, and I'm very excited to be working with you. I'll be sending in my own request list for you, Vanita. Is that okay?
Okay, and I'll take credit for it in the future. Thank you so much,
Jill. Why not?
Appreciate
it. Take care.
We'll check in with you again. I'm Vanita Sakar, News Talk 830 WCCO. Governor Walz is next.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Walls back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.